All right. So I'm Diana Stewart, and today I'm going to be talking about associations between health literacy and smoking. And I have no relationships to disclose. So cigarette smoking is the leading preventable cause of morbidity and mortality in the United States, and it's responsible for about a third of all cancer-related deaths, 90% of lung cancer cases each year, and about 20% of U.S. adults smoke. However, certain populations, such as those with low income, education and employment, and racial ethnic minorities, have higher smoking prevalence as well as lower quit rates. Research has identified a number of predictors of smoking cessation, and I'm just going to touch on a few of the most common ones. Really, the most common one, I think, as a lot of us know, is nicotine dependence. Another is smoking outcome expectancies, or the expectancies that people have about the consequences of smoking, with more positive expectancies, such as smoking for social facilitation, and lower negative expectancies, like worrying about the health risks of smoking being more associated with lower quit rates and higher relapse rates. Another popular common predictor is smoking health risk knowledge and risk perceptions, are the perceived risks that people have about smoking. Another, quitting self-efficacy and intentions to quit, cut back, or limit smoking. Poor health literacy is one other factor that might also be related to negative cessation outcomes. However, little research has investigated this. And health literacy can be defined as the ability to obtain, understand, or use health information to make decisions about health and medical care. Nearly half of U.S. adults have poor health literacy. However, racial ethnic minorities, those with lower education and income, and those with lower employment status have the highest rates of poor health literacy. Low health literacy has been associated with poor overall health and poor health outcomes, such as higher incidence of chronic illness, so hypertension, diabetes, limited access to prevention and treatment programs, unhealthy behaviors like poor medication adherence, lower rates of physical activity, lower illness-related knowledge, lower rates of cancer screening, and as a result of that, more frequent diagnosis of more advanced stage cancers, and higher rates of premature mortality. So few studies, as I mentioned, have actually investigated relations between health literacy and smoking. However, the few that have looked at the relationship between health literacy and smoking status have found mixed results, with a couple of these studies finding that lower health literacy is related to higher to smoking status, and a couple actually finding no relation. One study that was conducted with low-income pregnant women found that lower health literacy was not related to smoking status per se, but it was associated with lower risk knowledge about smoking and more positive smoking-related attitudes. And a more recent study actually looked at the relation between health literacy and smoking cessation outcomes and did not find a relationship. However, this sample size was very, very small, and most participants did have higher levels of health literacy. So in summary of just this background, smoking is a leading behavioral risk factor contributing to social disparities and disease, and there is a very critical need to better understand how health literacy might be related to smoking prevalence and cessation among underserved populations such as those with low SES and racial ethnic minorities. And it's very possible that health literacy might be an essential but overlooked factor in understanding tobacco-related disparities. So this study that I'm going to be talking about investigated some of the associations between health literacy and some of the more well-established predictors of smoking cessation in a sample of low SES racially ethnically diverse smokers. And we hypothesized that lower health literacy would be related to higher nicotine dependence, greater positive and fewer negative smoking expectancies, lower smoking health risk knowledge and risk perceptions, and lower self-efficacy to quit smoking, as well as fewer intentions to quit, reduce, or limit smoking to certain situations. So these data were collected as part of a larger study that was evaluating smokers' responses to various smoking health risk messages, and we used media and community outreach to recruit participants. The participants that were eligible were between 18 and 70 years old, smoked at least 5 cigarettes per day for the last year, and we used a cutoff of CO at 10 points per million or more to corroborate that. We also required that participants report no intention to quit within 30 days of enrollment, just since for this larger study, the goal was to look at smokers' responses to these various health risk messages. So eligible participants attended a lab visit where they completed baseline questionnaires prior to reviewing the different smoking health risk messages, and then after that, they completed post-test questionnaires. So the measures that we were interested in looking at were those that were administered at baseline or before our participants looked at or were exposed to the different risk messages. So we assessed demographics, also used the heaviness of smoking index to assess nicotine dependence. The REALM is a commonly used screener for health literacy, and that's what we had used to assess health literacy. And the scores for the REALM are actually based on reading level. And for the purposes of this study, we dichotomized health literacy at the 9th grade level, which was also the median. And this is, previous research has also done this. And for smoking outcome expectancies, we used the smoking consequences questionnaire adult, and this assesses both positive and negative expectancies. Smoking risk knowledge and risk perceptions were also assessed, and we also looked at self-efficacy to quit and intentions to change smoking behavior. So for our analyses, we used chi-squares and t-tests to assess demographic differences, and multiple linear regression analyses were conducted to assess the associations between health literacy and smoking variables. And all of these analyses that I'll be presenting controlled for demographic and SES-related variables like age, gender, race, ethnicity, education, income, and relationship status. So I'm excited in particular to present these results because this is one of the first, or really the only study that we've found that has investigated the relation between health literacy and smoking characteristics. And this paper is actually in press right now at AJPH, and the citation is down at the bottom. So our sample size, we had 402 participants. The mean age was about 43 years old. Most were male and black, and as you can see, only about 30% have less than a high school diploma or a GED. And I think that this is particularly striking when I'll get to some of the main results, because a lot of the time, research will look at education as a big predictor of smoking, and here we're actually looking at health literacy, and as you can see, 43% have low health literacy based on this 9th grade level, and 57% had higher health literacy. Another really interesting thing is that about 70% reported reported an annual household income of less than $10,000 per year. So just the results from our chi-squares and t-tests, they indicated that low health literacy was significantly associated with being male, black, and having lower income and education. So the results from our regressions revealed that smokers with lower health literacy were more likely to report higher levels of nicotine dependence, fewer negative smoking outcome expectancies on these two subscales, the health risk subscale, and also the craving and addiction subscale. And with the craving and addiction subscale, this would indicate that those with lower health literacy were more likely to believe that smoking did not lead to continued smoking or addiction. We also found that those with lower health literacy reported more positive smoking outcome expectancies, so smoking for stimulation or state enhancement, to facilitate social interactions, and to control their weight. Smokers with lower health literacy were also more likely to report lower smoking risk knowledge, so they had less knowledge about the health risks of smoking, as well as lower smoking risk perceptions, so lower beliefs about the absolute risk of smoking and the risk compared to other smokers. So these were the three of the six questions that we found differences for. So if you don't quit smoking for good, what are your chances of ever developing a smoking-related health problem? Compared to other smokers, what are your chances of ever developing a smoking-related health problem if you quit smoking for good? And what is your perceived risk of developing at least one health consequence of smoking if you continue smoking? So health literacy is actually not associated with self-efficacy to quit smoking or intentions to limit, reduce, or quit. So what we really found is that low health literacy was indeed associated with some of these well-established predictors of cessation, even after we controlled for demographic and SES-related variables. And this is the first evidence that lower health literacy might be a unique risk factor above and over and above these factors might be a unique risk factor for poor cessations over and above well-established predictors of cessation in those with low SES and racially and ethnically diverse smokers. So they might actually be at a higher risk for poor cessation outcomes. So I want to acknowledge a few of our limitations, the first being that these analyses were cross-sectional and that our results demonstrate associations rather than causality. So longitudinal studies are actually needed to clarify the temporal relations. In addition, participants were non-treatment-seeking smokers. So eligibility criteria had required that they have no intention to quit smoking within 30 days of enrollment, and we do need research to replicate these findings among smokers who are seeking treatment. And lastly, all of these measures that were included were self-report, and so there might be bias. So this was, I think the big implication of this study is that this was the first known study to investigate relations between health literacy and known predictors of cessation, and it really suggests a lot of future directions for research as well as clinical practice. Current methods of teaching about smoking health risks might be inadequate, and providers' training needs to actually be improved so that they more clearly communicate health risks, and visual education materials also need to be improved. And as far as communicating the health risks of smoking, really I think the main things that need to happen are that providers need to actually use short, simple sentences when they're describing the health risks of smoking, use more visual aids regardless of health literacy, especially since we see that about half of U.S. adults have inadequate health literacy levels. Future research is also needed to evaluate some of the mechanisms that underlie this relationship between health literacy and smoking, as well as possibly health literacy and smoking cessation. And these findings might be particularly useful in developing prevention and cessation strategies that are tailored for smokers who have lower health literacy and individuals in general who have lower health literacy, and thereby reducing smoking-related health disparities for underserved populations. So I just want to acknowledge the grant support that helped make this project possible. And thank you.